Thanks for the opportunity to be here a pastoral leadership student at Manurewa Baptist Church this year. You have a great leadership team. It is a very privilege to walk with you all. Today's topic is a little different than our series. Have you ever wondered what can an old book in the middle of the Bible tell me about life today? Many of us will have been upset about the truck attack in Nice, France. Today, I'm going to talk about where is God in a world like this. I hope it will be a relevant one. The book of Habakkuk is a short book written by the prophet Habakkuk around about 620 BC. It contains five prophecies about the Babylonian Empire. And it ends up in a song of praise. Let's hear the word of God from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Even though the fig tree hath no fruit, and no grapes grow on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the field produce no grain, even though the sheep all dies, and the cattle store are empty, I will still be joyful and glad, because the Lord God is my Savior. The Sovereign Lord gives me strength. He makes me sure-footed as a deer and keep me safe on the mountains. Let's pray and commit our time to Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father God, thank you for this morning that we can come together in your name again and we can learn more about you through the story of Habakkuk. Father, please may your Holy Spirit be with us and teach us. Open our minds and help us to understand your word by your Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at the war. It seems out of control. On the international scene, there is Syria. Rebels are fighting the Syrian government. The Americans are helping the rebel. The Russians are bombing them. The Syrian government is fighting both ISIS and the rebels. The Russians and Americans are both bombing ISIS. Caused in the midst of all the chaos and destruction, a multitude has fled to a country. And over a million of people making their way to Europe. Everything is out of control. A total mess. But closer to home, things are not that great here in New Zealand. Look at Manurewa. There is unemployment and homelessness and protests about the TPP. Domestic abuse and murder. Things often seem out of control. Even in family, things seem out of control too. Here is a single mom with two children. A while back, she found another man to live with. Her new partner shouted at her and said cruel things. This really hurt her. Just recently, she found out that her new partner is hiding drugs in the house. She has this kind of problem with her former husband. Now, it's happening the same thing all over again and again. Her family life is a mess. Whichever way you look, international, domestic, personal. So often it seems that everything has turned to custard. And God, where is God in all this? When is God when it's hurt? In our scripture this morning, here's someone asking exactly the same question. Habakkuk, a spokesman for God, 600 years before Jesus. In chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, Habakkuk describes his war is out of control too. Everywhere Habakkuk looks, he can only just see one thing: violence, trouble, wrongdoing, destruction, and injustice. Good people suffer, and bad people go laughing along to the bank. No wonder Habakkuk is unhappy and complaining to God. If God is a living God, a God who cares for his people, why he does just sit on his hand and do nothing? Where is God when he's hurt? Where is God in all this? As Christian, I think it's okay to ask these kinds of questions to ourselves. We might think of lack of faith or show weaknesses, but it's okay. Well, here, God with an answer. Chapter 1, verses 5 to 11. Here's God with an answer. Listen to what God says to Habakkuk. I'm not doing nothing. I'm rising up a foreign power, the Babylonians. They are fierce and relentless people, and they are marching across to the world to conquer it. Their horses are faster than leopards, fiercer than hungry wolves. They are like eagles swooping down attack their prey. Kings they treat with contempt, rulers they laugh at. No fortress can stop them. And Habakkuk, they are going to conquer your land, overrun it, and put an end to the trouble you complain about. Maybe you may feel God is doing nothing. Just he's quiet doesn't mean he's asleep. Here God said, I'm not doing nothing. In fact, what I am doing is so amazing, you won't believe it, even you hear about it. God's answer left Habakkuk completely dissatisfied and puzzled. Because the Babylonians are wicked people. Habakkuk says in chapter 1, verse 12. Lord, Habakkuk says, from the very beginning, you are God. You are my God, holy and eternal. Lord, my God, protector. You have chosen the Babylonians and make them strong so that they can punish us. Who are more righteous than they are? See why Habakkuk is perplexed. The God Habakkuk knows is holy, just, and righteous. So how can a holy and just and righteous God use such an evil nation to sort out the problem among the Jews, his own people? Sure, the Jew might not be that all that great, but they are certainly better than the Babylonians, who think they are successful because of their own strength or their own war machine. How can a holy God go along with all this? We can feel for the Habakkuk. Many of us here are praying for our nation and asking for things to be turned around so that people will respect God and do what is right with each other. Now imagine God answering our prayer by saying, okay, I'm going to do what you ask. I'm going to send ISIS to invade New Zealand to punish your nation and to get along you all back on track. Won't you have a problem with that? ISIS to reform New Zealand. New Zealand is God's own zone. How can God use an evil fox like ISIS to use his holy walk? That's exactly Habakkuk's question. Lord, Habakkuk says, our nation is wicked. Reform it. Fine, says God, to do the job I was sent someone was. God does answer prayer, but not always in the way we want or expect. His thoughts are higher than our thought. His ways are higher than our way. We don't always what God is doing, and that leaves us feeling unhappy and puzzled. So, how can we handle this? The answer is here. In verse 4 of chapter 2, in a world that seems out of control, we may not understand what is going. But the answer, as Habakkuk is told, is to remain faithful to the very end. Here, says God, in all that's coming, the righteous will live by his faith. The righteous will live by his faith. That's the lesson Habakkuk has to learn. It's the lesson we have to learn too. When our world seems out of control, a total mess, we have to learn to be faithful to the very end. Faithfulness means to have a right relationship with God. So, how can we have a right relationship with God? We can believe God is our Savior. We can trust through prayer. And we can be faithful in any situation. And we can submit all our things to him because he is our Savior. And we can trust God is our future. God is our hope. Hear how I learn to trust when my world is out of control. In 2008, I came to New Zealand with my young sister as a refugee. When I first arrived here, I felt like I had enough trouble in my life, but I need to live on. In 2010, I nearly turned away from God because at that time, I didn't know what to do. And I also felt God at a very great distance from me. That's very hard and not easy. But I need to wait the timing of God. One of the things I always remember that no other way I could come to New Zealand if wasn't by the grace of God, I could live here. Even I have faced many challenges with learning a new language, a new culture, until today. I always remember what God is doing in my past, what he has done in my life. And I'm living through prayer, be positive in any situation, and submit all my plan to God. That give me strength and keep me moving ahead. We survive by our faithfulness. Even when God appears to be doing nothing. For the truth is that God is not doing nothing. He's doing something. He's at work, making a new world. Listen to Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. We wait for what God has promised, new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness will be at home. Do you hear that? In a world where unrighteousness is so often in control. But God is at work on a new world where righteousness is at home. Where righteousness is at home. We know that God is doing something because of Jesus. God started his new creation 2,000 years ago with the resurrection of Jesus. With the resurrection of Jesus, he makes the first ever kinds of human being. And we now are to follow his footsteps. Knowing that in the end, everything in the whole universe will be redeemed. A new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. In the meantime, we survive by our faithfulness. Even though our world is out of control. And we struggle with our health, our study, our job, our church, our marriage, or our singleness. Our friendship or our future. We carry on being faithful to God and do what He wants. It's an old lesson for the people of God. Remember old Job. It's the lesson he has to learn. In his story, Satan destroyed everything Job has. His property, his family, and finally his health. But Job remained faithful to the very end. Even though confused and protesting, he hangs in there and finally he understands the wisdom of God. Job learned the lesson of faithfulness. Habakkuk learned it too. We have to learn too. Listen to where Habakkuk comes to the end of his book. Even though the fig trees have no fruit and no grapes grow on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the field produces no grain, even though the sheep all dies and the cattle store are empty, I will still be joyful and glad because the Lord God is my Savior. The sovereign Lord gives me strength. He makes me sure-footed as a deer and keep me safe on the mountains. This is the kind of faith we need too. In a world that has fallen apart, when even the fruit tree fails and the sheep and the cattle are all gone, we will still be joyful and glad through prayer, be positive in any situation, and submit all our plan to God. Because the Lord God is our Savior. God is the foundation and beneath our faith. on the firm foundation, Jesus talked about a man who built on the sand and a man who built on the rock. We build the things on the earth. Our life may have fallen apart. We build on what Jesus says, who Jesus is. We may be shaken, but we will enjoy forever with our Lord Jesus Christ. In the dingy mess of the world, here is our faith. Trust in the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the example of Habakkuk, who showed us how we can trust when our world is out of control. Father, thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, who brought to us the righteous and the justice of you. Father, please grant us strength in hard time, faith in moment of doubt, and courage in all circumstances. We lift up this in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you all.